Stephen, you asked me about my opinion as an anthropologist on the stories that are frequently in the news about discovery of lost tribes. There was such a report in the national news, international news actually, in May of 2008 of the finding of a so-called lost tribe in the headwater in Brazil, up there in the headwaters of the Amazon, and what I think of that. Well, I don't think they were a lost tribe. Missionaries have worked with them for 20 years or so on and off and know about this group. I think mainly it's New Tribes Mission. They've known about these people for a long time. The media got a hold of this and I think grossly exaggerated the story. I'm actually a specialist on the study of so-called lost tribes, and most of these stories are highly exaggerated, and if you trace them down, I published articles about this and actually wrote a book about the so-called lost tribe discovered in the Philippines. Now, these people aren't Hollywood actors flown out to act this out. These are primitive people living in faraway places from cities and towns, and maybe faraway places from industrialized people. So they don't interact with outsiders very much, but they do interact with local farmers and local peasants to a certain extent. If you go into this place, you'll find they have this lost tribe discovered in Brazil recently, that they had some machetes and some metal tools and outside goods. Not a lot, but they had some. So, of course, they were not an uncontacted tribe. But the media picks up on this thing because it makes a great story. It interests me how fascinated the people in industrialized nations are fascinated by myths of lost Stone Age cave people, but these were not Stone Age cave people.